listening to listen.directcolors.net podcast episode 16. I'm Amy Nolan, and today we're talking with Direct Colors General Manager about tips to successfully seal your outdoor countertops. After investing a great deal of time into your countertop project, you want the last step to go pretty smoothly. You may not realize that there are differences between sealing an indoor countertop and an outdoor countertop, but there are. And here to tell us all about it, Shauna Turner. Thanks for joining us, Shauna.
Thank you.
So this seems like it might be a big deal. Why should folks sealing an exterior countertop be concerned or take extra care during application?
Absolutely right. It is a big deal that could become a costly and irritating problem. Fortunately, with some careful preparation, this is one that can be completely avoided. Outdoor countertops need special consideration during sealing because, unlike indoor tops, they're outside and exposed to temperatures and direct sunlight. As long as temperature and sun exposure can be controlled for before and during the application, the sealer should go down properly.
What can a homeowner do to create the ideal application conditions?
The first step would be to put a tarp up around the countertop 24 hours prior to sealing to prevent contact with direct sunlight. Concrete in direct sunlight can be as much as 30 degrees hotter than shaded concrete, and darkly colored concrete can be even hotter. No sealer can be applied successfully to concrete that hot. For best results, place a flat thermometer on the countertop, cover with a towel, and read after 5 minutes. Repeat elsewhere on the surface. Every reading should be 75 degrees Fahrenheit or less to begin sealing. Ideally, the ambient temperature or air temperature should be no higher than 85 degrees Fahrenheit as well.
And what happens if the countertop surface is hotter than 75 degrees?
When you apply a countertop sealer to hot concrete, small air bubbles are very likely to appear either during the application or just after. The air bubbles are formed by air rising through the concrete and becoming trapped in the sealer. Very unsightly. The bubbles will eventually collapse, leaving unattractive concave spots behind. The only way to correct this problem is to sand and apply again, and nobody wants to do that if it can be avoided. The best time of day to seal outdoor concrete is when it is cooling or contracting rather than expanding. As the day heats up, so does the concrete, and air begins to pass through the surface. When temperatures are cooling, the concrete contracts and is therefore a better candidate for sealing. My recommendation would be to seal the concrete when it is at its lowest temperature of the day. Depending on where the countertop is located, that could be very early in the morning or late in the evening.
What sealer do you recommend most frequently for outdoor use?
I probably recommend the 500 solvent-based polyurethane most commonly for outdoor use. It's our most durable and chemical-resistant product. I also think it's easier to apply, and of course the odor is less of a problem outside. Our 550 water-based polyurethane can also be used outdoors if preferred. Polyurethanes should be expected to last about 5 years outdoors, depending in part on weather, conditions, and use. The 100% epoxy is not intended for use outside for any reason. Please remember that.
Is there anything that can be done to extend the life of a sealer on an outdoor countertop?
Well, there are a few things. First, I'd recommend listening to our podcast, Care and Maintenance for Countertop Sealers, for more information on how to wisely care for countertop sealers over time. Second, for our listeners in cold weather climate, cover your outdoor countertops with a tarp in the winter to protect them from winter precipitation. It will make a big difference in how long the sealer lasts. For folks living in extremely hot climates, especially in the desert, you should expect direct sunlight to degrade the sealer much more quickly, unless the countertops can be shielded from the sun as much as possible.
Thanks for the great preemptive outdoor sealing advice. I'm sure many mistakes will be avoided after listening to this podcast. For more information on concrete countertop projects, indoors or out, visit our blog at directcolors.com. If you'd like a free design consultation tailored to your project, send us pictures and a description by email or call us at 877-255-2656. We're ready to help you. The listen.directcolors.net podcast is produced every week for your enjoyment, and show notes are found at listen.directcolors.net. Come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. You can also follow us on Twitter, @DirectColors, and Facebook. All links are in the show notes. I'm Amy Nolan. Thanks for joining us.